This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Alex Cohen. In Seattle, the University of Washington is trying to evict a group of residents living in private houses near the campus. They haven't been throwing wild parties or defacing school property, but the university insists these tenants pose a threat to campus security. NPR's Martin Costi has more.
Carol Clark runs five rooming houses near Fraternity Row. She's a classic Seattle landlady. Flannel shirt, a long gray braid of hair coiled on top of her head, and she's picky about her tenants.
I will not take freshmen or sophomore students from the UW. They're brats.
Clark prefers renting to sex offenders. She took in the first one 7 years ago, and now there are 21. None of them has been known to reoffend or cause any trouble in the neighborhood. Clark says they behave because she keeps an eye on them, and so does the Department of Corrections.
I'm the only landlord in the district that has DOC officers visiting night or day.
How does that work? Do they just come by here?
They have keys. I've given them keys.
In fact, Department of Corrections officials have praised Clark. They say her houses are exactly the kind of structured, monitored living arrangement that helps sex offenders stay on the straight and narrow. But now, at the university's request, the department is telling the 13 sex offenders who are still on parole that they have to move out. Sirius Malcolm limps through the front door. He was paroled in 2005 after doing 15 years for statutory rape. Now he's 52, and he walks with a cane, barely.
I had an operation on my back for a herniated disc. They're getting ready to put a pain pump in my back.
He's just come from a meeting with his corrections officer, who told him that he has 2 days to move. But Malcolm says this is the only place he can afford.
I've tried to follow the rules and not do anything wrong, and I feel like I'm being punished for trying to be good.
But many students around here welcome the eviction. Undergraduate Jacqueline Dubow lives in the neighborhood and says the university needs to watch out for its students.
There's people walking around, sometimes alone, sometimes, you know, drunk, so they could not be in the right state of mind, and just anything to make it safer is better.
Campus safety is the responsibility of Eric Godfrey, the vice provost for student life.
When parents send their sons and daughters to the university, they don't anticipate that they are going to be living in close proximity to a high concentration of sex offenders.
Last spring, a woman was murdered on campus. The university responded with a new safety plan, which calls for the sex offenders to move out, even though they didn't have anything to do with the murder.
It is a perceived threat based on density, certainly based on our interactions with UWPD about the potential.
But while the university asked its police department for advice, it did not ask the opinion of the experts over in the psychology department.
I wouldn't say it disappoints me. I would say that it flies in the face of the logic.
UW professor Bill George has done extensive research on sex offenders and how to keep them from reoffending. He calls the removal of Clark's tenants, in his word, untherapeutic. And he says the university's theory
that the community is safer because those guys are gone
is not based on scientific evidence.
There's nothing from a clinical or research perspective that would support that.
But George also says he wouldn't expect the school to be scientific about this issue. He says universities have good reason to worry about the perception of safety. And getting rid of sex offenders is just as political for a university, he says, as it is for any small town. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.